In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love, revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Like as the heart longs for flowing streams, so longs my soul for you, O God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. O send out your light and your truth, that they may lead me. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. May we come to your altar, O God, the God of our salvation. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring you his pardon and peace, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that in this wonderful sacrament you have given us the memorial of your passion. Grant us so to reverence the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may know within ourselves and show forth in our lives the fruits of your redemption. For you are alive and reign with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Since being ordained a priest, I've said these words many times. But at the moment, the words jar because we don't, at least physically, share in the one bread. And although we are united in prayer through the Spirit, you are observers of this Eucharist on this day set aside in the church calendar in thanksgiving for its institution. I wonder what those who observed what Jesus was doing thought that night. I don't think the meaning of it was clear to them at the beginning. Rather, it emerged over time. Food for the journey, to make Jesus present to them in a particular way as they broke bread and shared wine in remembrance of him. And over time, they discovered what a remarkable gift the Eucharist was, and how it spoke to them in all sorts of ways. The landscape of our lives is, of course, different from theirs, but the sense of the Eucharist being food for our journey remains. Consequently, as we think of our life at this time, we could just lament that we are not together, not sharing in the one bread. But perhaps there is also a chance to ponder more deeply how this sacrament might inform our living during this time of separation. A sacrament is a churchy word used to describe an act, be it physical or spoken, that is an outward and visible sign, to use the lingo, that reveals something of God through an inward and spiritual grace. So what of this Eucharist that you are observing? What inward and spiritual grace might the sacrament invite us to contemplate is something I want to explore a bit more now. In a little while, you will see on the altar bread and wine, the stuff of life, the outward and visible sign. Yet as we know, if we lived on bread and wine alone, we would suffer. It's not a balanced diet. This, I think, is a helpful reminder that this sacrament has a depth of meaning. The inward and spiritual grace is not one-dimensional, but multi-layered. It has been, and continues to be, central to the life of Christians, in part at least because what Jesus gave to those gathered in that upper room and to us now represents far more than our being physically fed. One meaning, which I think speaks to us particularly in this time of separation, is to understand that this sacrament is given that we might see the world, our neighbours, and all our life as sacramental, as sacred, as a gift through which the grace of God is revealed. This time has asked difficult questions of us all. And as we think of this Eucharist, I wonder whether we are being asked whether we have taken this sacrament for granted, perhaps selfishly seeing it as being just for us, a gift to sustain us as individuals, as indeed it does. But in doing this, I wonder if we have paid less attention to the idea that it is a sacrament that invites us to see the sacramental all around us, to see the physical, the outward and the visible, the world and each other, charged with the grandeur of God, as the priest and poet Gerard Manley Hopkins memorably put it. To see and know the reality of the inward and spiritual grace of God present in the midst of our daily lives. As I've thought more about this theme, I've been reminded of how over the years when I've celebrated Holy Communion in this chapel, that when the sun sometimes shines through the window behind me, as the bread is held up and shown to the people, it becomes almost transparent. For me, this has always been a helpful reminder that the sacrament isn't just about sustaining me, though I know my need, but is also an invitation to see life and each other sacramentally. So this evening, as we pray through the Eucharistic prayer that the Holy Spirit might infuse this bread, that it become the body of Christ, We pray too that the same Spirit might infuse our seeing, so that when we see bread and wine transformed tonight, we are reminded of a God who is around and with us. With us, not just in holy places and sacred meals like this, but in our neighbour, near and far, in the ordinary stuff of our daily life, as we break bread and share our lives with each other. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Loving God, we come before you this evening, knowing our need of you. Knowing that you are close to us now as we pray. And we pray for grace to accept the invitation to see each other sacramentally, to know that you are with us in the world you created, and that your Spirit hovers close to us at all times. Give us eyes to see and hearts and minds to know you in the midst of our daily lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord, for your church at this time. We pray for our archbishops, for the responsibilities they carry, and for our bishop, Nick, the bishops of the episcopal areas of this diocese, our archdeacons, and all those who carry responsibility, that in the decisions that are before them about our life together at this time, they may be wise and inspired by your Spirit. We give thanks for our church family here at St. Mary's, giving thanks for those who call us often to make sure we are well, to share their lives with ours. We ask you to continue to bless us with your Spirit as we go forward, that we might seek your will and seek how best to serve you in this community during this period of time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Continue to pray for your world and for peace. We call to mind, especially at this time, the senseless and tragic killing of George Floyd in America and the consequences of that death for the rest of the world. Forgive us, Lord, for not seeing each other as you see us, as beloved and precious, whatever the colour of our skin. And help those in authority over us to pursue the ways of peace, to work for the common good, to not use language that further divides and inflames, but that calms and draws down your peace. We pray for areas in our own city where there are tensions between different faiths and races and communities at this time. Pray for the church there, and that your peace may be known. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We continue also to hold before you the present situation for our nation and the nations of the world as we deal with this pandemic. We remember before you all those who've lost their lives, and all those in our own land who've been unable to grieve them as they would wish. Pray for those who work in the caring professions, giving thanks for their dedication and service. Praying for our government, for wise decisions, based on the common good and the evidence that is before them. And we pray for each other, for our families and friends, for those from whom we are separated. We give thanks for all the many ways we have to communicate with each other now. But look forward to the time when, just as we shall gather around this table as your family, so we may gather around tables together again and touch and see those whom we love. Be with all those who are especially lonely at this time and missing the contact with beloved family and friends. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for this community in which we live. We ask your blessing especially on our schools at this time as they adjust to children returning to school. Pray that you give our teachers and leaders patient hearts and the willingness to find ways forward, often faced with difficult decisions and hard judgments to make. Pray too for all who work in our shops, all who've continued to serve us through this time. And as doors of shops open again in the coming days, we pray that we might have the sense and the wisdom to think carefully about what we need and when we shop. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for those we know to be in particular need close to us. Amongst them our families, our friends, our neighbours, those in our parish we know to be in need, who are in hospital or in care. In the choir, we name them before you. Remember too those whom we love but see no longer, those whose wisdom has sustained us over the ages. And we pray for those who have been unable to grieve as they would wish at this time. Pray that your consoling spirit may be close to them and to all for whom we've prayed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So, rejoicing in our fellowship with Blessed Mary and all the saints, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, if when you are bringing your gift to the altar, you remember your brother or sister has a grievance against you, leave your gift where it lies before the altar. Go, make peace, and only then come and offer your gift. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Sustainer, receive the gifts we bring before you, and feed us continually with that bread which satisfies all hunger, your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks and praise. Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, he offered himself to you as the Lamb without blemish, the acceptable gift that gives you perfect praise. At the Last Supper, seated with his apostles, he left this memorial of his passion, to bring us its saving power until the end of time. In this great sacrament you feed your people and strengthen them in holiness, so that throughout the world the human family may be enlightened by one faith and drawn together in one communion of love. We come to this foretaste of your heavenly banquet to be transformed by your grace and restored in the image and likeness of the risen Christ. Therefore, earth unites with heaven to sing a new song of praise. We too join with angels and archangels as they proclaim your glory without end. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people here and in their homes, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus is the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, they will live forever. Lord, give us this bread always. I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. I am the vine, you are the branches. May we dwell in him as he lives in us. The body of Christ. Amen. The blood of Christ.
Thank you.
praise to you, God our Father, for you have fed us with the bread of heaven and quenched our thirst from the true vine. Hear our prayer that being grafted into Christ, we may grow together in unity and feast with him in his kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the Father who fed his children with manna in the wilderness strengthen you in your pilgrimage to the promised land. Amen. May the Son who gave his flesh for food and his blood for drink keep you in eternal life and raise you up on the last day. Amen. May the Holy Spirit, who leads us into all truth, help you discern the Lord's body and empower you to proclaim his death until he comes. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Thanks be to God. Amen.